question.
Killing me softly with his ads. It's a good lead in for our panels. It's just Ryan, just, you know, are you just rocking over this mage singing? Is it?
He's sitting in the chair just.
You can barely, yeah, barely speak in Scottish accent.
She slowly regains consciousness and we're just sitting there all nonchalant.
Yeah. Breaking out into a quartet.
Exactly. Before we field Joe's question, hello everyone. Welcome to another exciting episode of our Age of Ashes live stream brought to you by Dicewise Entertainment. What is Dicewise Entertainment? Does anybody know who Dicewise Entertainment is? What they
it's
are?
It's entertainment with dice.
It's,
that's right.
It's a company that I invented, paid money to register to try to do taxes so that all the crap and money I've sunk into this could possibly be a bit of a tax write-off. I'm about to do my taxes in a week. I'm very scared. But, you know, technically, it is a brand within a brand. We are the Rollmongers Podcasting Network, putting up several shows. Dicewise Entertainment is a company I formed to pay for it, so it can be in debt instead of me. Don't think that's going to work out, but we'll see. We do have our Patreon. You can help at patreon.com/rollmongers.com in these difficult times. We understand, ladies, that no one's got money to throw around. So we really do appreciate the Patreons that we have, the friends and family cast members, a couple of cast members are Patreons to try and help, you know, me foot the bill. It's really appreciated. But we also appreciate the fact you're here, that you're watching, that you're listening. You know, give us a shout out, send us an email, tell us what your favorite show is, talk about your favorite character. You know, the satellite rules lawyer trend that started in Age of Ashes show that we're about to film, it's really taking off. Every time we go live, there's more and more of you. We think this is great. This is tickling us pink. We had to say, here, please show us how to play our game to get you to come out. But hey, no, that's great. We appreciate you being here, listening and tuning in. Going around our cast of characters, let's go now to a lone cabin in the woods next to a breakback cliff where three dwarves and a human that doesn't speak dwarf but becomes more dwarven by the minute. Joe's actually spinning him around nervously. Was it the breakback cliff that freaked you out? Starting with unmuting and saying, Joe Gibson is in the house, our resident rules lawyer.
Hello.
He is one lost hippie in the chat. So he, you know, he does speak for me in the terms of rules for you satellite rules lawyers out there to help us make this game go a little faster. Suddenly, the boot of reason is withdrawn and the beard of contemplation begins to be stroked. Frank Hamilton is in the house, deciding that we
give
it a thought and dial it back. You know,
seriously, if anybody's watching the GM's Cut Twitch, give us ideas so we are not just stumbling blindly through the caves. Help us. We need help.
That's Frank's way of saying, if you've read the module, you'll throw some meta down. Now. Let's not do that. Playing our charismatic face, the level headed sorcerer, our one trick pony of magic missiles. Mr. Matt Witt is in the house.
I've got more than one trick up my sleeve.
Do you?
You saw what I did to Muros. He was climbing up the walls like a bleeding spider.
Oh, I just thought he could do that naturally with all that chest hair. Speaking of Muros, Muros Anvilbender, our monk. How cool is a dwarven monk? That is something that I actually personally am invested in because I just think that would be a cool concept in any edition. And so I was more than happy when Ryan said, I want to play a dwarven monk. I said, yes. And then he started actually playing Muros and I've been having my doubts ever since. Our craziest dwarf, but the guy with the best comic timing, the weirdest ideas, and an unstoppable force on the field matching Theon's axe blows, blurry of Fliss, blow by blow, Mr. Ryan Messina, rounding out our three dwarves.
Hey, I just wanted to defend it that 50% of the time it works out.
Minimum.
Yeah, the times I don't use these
or
little
maximum.
Beauties, right? These little beautiful cards.
Either way, what am I?
50% of the time, it works every time.
What am I, a math guy?
Right? I'm not taking my sandals off to count.
So let us say it's a few hours later, and the scene descends upon this wee cabin. You guys have gone around and collected up bodies and bows. Like, you know, what has happened?
Oh, yeah, that's,
you tell me
all about that.
What's
happened? There's a pile.
What's happened, you know, in the last few hours?
Well, we've sent Niles back to grab their cart and pony and that driver, their guy, get him brought over to where we are now and gather up the goods, as they say, you know, armor, arms, food, you know,
right.
We're not going to survive on like eating grass and stuff. These guys got food. Let's have at it.
Okay. There are some foodstuffs here in the cabin. There's most of, like, supplies, as it were, to keep this place going is in that cave. Those crates, dried goods, you know, some camping supplies, that kind of thing.
Oh, those crates aren't in that cave no more. We'd have brought them up this way long time ago.
Okay.
I mean, you don't know the kind of dwarf I am in the downtime rules. I'll straighten a nail to save a copper. So everything is coming this way.
So the guy that corkscrewed out a window.
Tree's stripping down the tree like platforms. Like that's good lumber.
The guy that corkscrewed out
that lumbers.
Yeah, the guy that corkscrews out a window and damages the cabin is now fussing over the trim to put it back together, right? This is terrible.
I'm just saying there's labor involved and labor is coin.
Okay. Sorry, you were saying?
That distillery is not going to build itself.
You need good dry wood to burn.
That's right. Nothing smokes out a cave full of whatchamacallums like a good fire. That's a worst case scenario.
Okay. But we're in the cabin.
But anyway, back to the story. We're all standing about, like, inventorying all of our goodies. Mm. And there we've got Vaz, shackled to nine heavens, thrown on the bed like, well, that's where she belonged. And we're just kind of waiting for her, giving her the stink eye for her to wake up.
Wait. We each take turn just humming a tune and sitting in a chair in the room. So that no matter what time she wakes up at, there'll be a dwarf sitting in a chair
Somebody's
humming a tune.
There.
Okay. So with Miros being the current occupant beyond the curtain.
Hummer?
I'll leave that nonsense to them. I'm busy contemplating recharging my spell reserves.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah, she has the floor. It's actually Al in the bed being sung to trying to sleep. We left her in the cave tied up. All right. So, medicine man, medical checks, you know, bringing her about when beyond the veil.
No. And it's a boot.
A boot. I was trying to.
It's Canadian for stuffs.
I was trying to. Do you know we have a 72% American audience, and then we have worldwide. We have German, Sweden, Australia.
A boot.
Yeah. I mean,
a boot.
Did I mention Mountain View, California? Is just slamming us with views. So shout out to them. And then as soon as I said that, it shifted to another part of America. It's like, were they embarrassed now? They moved round and round.
Well, they got to get out of California. It's got all the COVIDs and hit the hills.
You make it sound like the Clampets. Oh, we don't like them COVIDs.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. You're not wrong.
Okay. You're not right.
All right. So medicine. You stabilized her, right? Let's talk about, you know, long-term treatment, bringing her back to the world of the conscious and the interrogated, you know, that kind of important rulings.
Important treatment. Rulings. It's not like we're her dads. Let her sleep a couple hours, give the bed a harsh kick and tell her open her eyes.
Okay.
Does that work in this game? I don't know.
Pretty much.
Yeah, she's mumbling in her sleep. San Diego, California. So many views. Thank you. Shout out to San Diego. You know, that kind of thing. Just a moment. Thank you, SoundCloud. How many hours, how many checks eventually she wakes?
Well, she's at zero, so she doesn't. She just gains her.
Yeah, so the resting period, she'd get her level worth of hit points.
Okay. So we're doing the 8 hour bit?
Yeah,
because there's two of us who are out sleeping and resting and repairing their spells, and then there's two of us who are watching the spellcaster or alternatively moving equipment onto the wagon.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I had mentioned like a couple hours, what do you want to do? And you guys said, well, you know, you were currently resting.
Yeah. No, that's fair and fair.
Great, but there's also, let me hit you with this image here. Nice little portrait.
This, she still has that active bitch face.
This would made me peg the comedian Eliza, because she comes out in the sort of valley girlish ponytail and does her set. And
I don't know, she looks Romulan to me.
You know, the elder Bandai? Millennial bit.
Definitely Bandai. I'm sensing Power Rangers.
Yeah. Oh, you Power Rangers!
What? Okay.
Oh.
It's the collar with the V vest thing.
Yeah. Rule for fact, actually, scientifically speaking, Rita's most powerful weapon was her staff that she threw to Earth from the moon. As soon as that thing impacted, total devastation.
Mm. Okay.
Power Rangers.
With lips painted green to match her robes that you still left on her for modesty.
Of course.
But gotta lose that leather turkin over thing with the big vampire knight.
And her sleeves.
The sleeves. The sleeves are gone. Also part of the black part, you know, the ender.
You get your new +1 dagger for that, right?
work of them ropes.
The for sure. The vampire Ta-ta! Collar. The vampire collar that comes up like as high as the ears, that's gotta go, right?
I know you got spear ears, but do you really have to enunciate the point that much?
She just looks like a lady who's in her mid 40s that seriously regrets getting her master's in accounting.
Like, web design.
No, it was like absolutely and miserable.
Art history. Well, she is now considering.
You have just pissed off a million art history people across the world. Now, that's a valid degree.
Take this valid degree of a portrait and add a gag.
They say from the McDonald's pickup line.
And manacles, right? So, you know, she.
Right? Oh, look, it's Kim from marketing.
She
All the Kims. Nope.
Anyways. Sorry.
No, that's
as opposed to going opposite demographics.
New session, but no new hero point, Matt. That was good, but not D&D good. So, getting in character, she awakens and...
Wait, wakesens?
Awakens.
You would know.
It's a golem waken. Awakens.
And looks at you flatly.
Flatly, not sharply?
Yes.
I would need far more
hit. A hard kick.
I would need far more hit points to look at you sharply.
Buzz, you find yourself in what we call, me and me brothers here, a predicament. Everything you've done, all the efforts that you've crafted, have led you to this point that you're at right now. There's only one way you're going to improve your lot, and that's telling us what the hell's going on in that cave back there.
And the whole time that Theon is spieling, I'm giving her
I don't speak dwarven.
Yep.
She doesn't understand my language to understand the intimidating glare. With a 26.
Ooh. He's got her spell book and slowly ripping a page.
All of a sudden she learns Dwarven.
Immediate. You know, nothing learns like immersion.
I'm trying to rapidly learn gag speak, I'll tell you that.
There's no need for that.
So, we found a couple of things in your bag there while you were taking your respite here.
How long does my deafness last? Because that would be a whole bunch of, like, huh?
I believe deafness needs to be removed by a spell. A former person who suffered from deafness.
No.
No. That was a spell.
It was like...
That wasn't a crit card.
Oh, no, yeah, no. You're right.
And she did critically fail, which would have been it.
So it times out, does it?
Yeah, it's like
what?
10
critical
minutes.
Fail for that spell is permanent deafness?
Yeah.
Oh, and what level
that's
is that?
Gross.
Whatever this is why
we got to leave this kind of thing and crit cards in the game. Sure, we've dialed them way back, but we got to leave the stuff in the game because, like, how cool is that? You tell the story of how
it's
you.
Not
were...
If you're deaf,
you tell the story. Regale, you tell it better because I can't hear you. All right.
So I mean, after she gives Sol Albrecht there the stink eye for half tearing a page out of her book, we'll pop the gag out. Start talking. Now's the time when what you've got to say is paramount. Either you go back into a cage in town, we might be persuaded to cut you loose. It's all on you now, lass.
She slowly looks around. Have you guys got the curtains drawn? Can I see each of you?
I don't think we would have drawn the curtains back. I mean...
Well, and just to be clear, no one's hiding. You guys are all out in the open. I can see where I am. She can see or guess that she's in the cabin. She's lying on the cot. It smells like Miss Hobgoblin. Yeah. You know, that kind of thing. So she takes a moment to take in her surroundings. You can see the wheels turning. And then
this is what you'd call a predicament.
Why didn't you just kill me? You want something, or I'd be dead. What do you want?
She is a swift one, cousin.
I see no need why we must continue to be enemies at this point. You have defeated me. You have me at a... She rattles her chains. A distinct disadvantage, but you didn't kill me, which means I must have some room to barter. Would you please stop pulling pages? That's expensive. Thank you. Yes, you. And what's up with your eyebrows? Because he's just sitting there glaring at her. Right? It's just thank you. Really distracting. Where was I? Oh, yes.
Eyebrows. They're waxed for her comfort. Right? Now, on with you. What are you doing here?
Hero point.
Why would you? What?
Hero point. And the GM needs a minute.
Why would you hire these half-assed guards?
Okay, before I go back, were you doing the commercial like for her comfort? Like for her? Was that the commercial? Yeah. Okay. That's good.
For your discomfort. I mean, why would you hire these half-assed guards to guard whatever you've got going on in that cave. Speaking of which, what do you got going on in that cave?
Where are my
I'd rather
men?
Know. Oh, they're all dead. To the lot. That sneaky bastard. Yeah, she's dead too. It's just you.
Impressive. You killed all the blood mercenaries, she names them. Fred, Eek, Suplex Jim, the undefeated wrestler. All of them are dead.
Maybe not Blood would be the proper name. Perhaps Bleed would have been better.
Well, I've asked you a question. What's in those caves there that you thought was so important that you would hire these guys to set up shop in front there? You got lots of digging stuff. I ain't hear no digging going on down there. Tell me what's up.
Have you ever heard of the Goblin Wars?
Pretend I didn't and tell me.
They were a war that involved goblins. This, she points, you know, like out their
window.
I may
have wasted my time keeping you alive.
An outpost was guarding these caves. This is free real estate at the moment.
.com.
Yeah. Free real estate. Yeah. I was looking to set up a place to do my research. Away from prying eyes. And she points towards the cave. You guys remember the undead that she rose?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Not something you really want to do in time.
No, keenly. Keenly remember them.
Mm. Yeah. Pretty much.
My specialty is dealings with the dead. She looks straight at Niles. Not something that as open-armed about religious aspects and personal worshiping values the town council actually has. It's not like, oh, shall we say, any Asmodeans that may reside in town are stupid enough to drag their dead goats around. So I am not so foolish as to mix work, as in my shop, with a new business or hobby. Research within city limits. So I came here. What are you?
Oh, we're seeking information there, Loss. That we fear you beholden.
I am an upstanding member of Breach Hill.
Not as outstanding as we be figuring. You know your one shop help there you have. The little halfling folk.
Kelmont.
Hey. Did you hear about his latest ventures?
Yes.
In
that
Breach Hill.
Idiot deserves to rot. For arson? And she shakes her head. I had nothing to do with that. That fool's ambitions. I took him in when his family asked. I gave him a proper vocation. I treated him fairly, squarely, began to educate that idiot. And how does he repay me? How does he repay our town? By setting fire to town hall. Well, I believe during the hero's call, I assure you, I had nothing to do with that.
Wait, did you know he had a penchant for the arcane, at the very least?
Oh, he's not talented.
Yeah, there were summoned creatures there.
I suppose, in my rudimentary training, he may have learned how to read a scroll, but those are the basics. She turns at this point for Al for confirmation, you know, like, back me on this. One of the first apprentice tasks he would give an apprentice is learning a scroll, but he was still far off from being an official caster of any vocation.
Aye, Kelmont had no talent in the arts.
But yet you're the one who enabled him.
No, I think we should be leaning our questioning more along the lines of what you've got written in this other book. And I set her spell book down on the table and pull out her journal.
Did the council send you? Is there a bounty on my head?
There's no bounty that I'm aware of, but I'm sure they'd be paying good coin to have you turn up. Especially after having to have the big bill to fix their new town council. They've been looking someone fierce to blame that one on.
If you return me to the council, I will make what amends I can. Of course. But I still...
And then hiring these orc mercenaries, and then enabling the deaths of citizens, I'm sure they'll be very lenient with you.
Especially once we start telling them how this Scarlet Triad, is it? If that's who? Bunch of Nogorbor worshippers? Once they start sinking their teeth into this town, we tell them you're a part of that. That paints a pretty ugly picture, I think.
At the mention of the triad, she narrows her eyes and looks directly at Theowyn. Well, if you're done trumping up charges against me, I suppose I'm done accepting half blames for people that are under me, but not necessarily under my control. What do you really want?
Well, I've told you what I've really wanted. I really want to know what's in those caves. You've not answered me straightly yet. You guys had all that digging stuff. What was you headed for? Was that the ring? Is the ring back in there?
Characters, skills,
sense bullshit.
Perception.
Is that a skill that exists in this game?
Wait, deception
what is it? It doesn't exist.
Sense motive is perception now. Deception still, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's all perception and deception.
Yes.
It's all the Shans.
Yep.
I Shan you. No, I Shan you.
Perception, boys.
Oh, okay. Think positive thoughts. Happy thoughts.
10. I'm perceptive as fuck.
Oh, 15.
And 19.
Niles.
We can't hear you. It's like you're talking just inside your head.
18.
Okay. So Theon is right in her face. And she looks at you flatly and crinkles her eyebrows like at the mention of the ring. You know what I mean? Like she doesn't get it. Maybe she doesn't know Theon. The rest of you notice her body language. Theon's perhaps a little too close. She uncomfortably, buttock shifts in her chair just ever so slightly at the mention of the ring, indicating that, you know, maybe she does know something. But with Theon, you know, she doesn't seem to react, as far as you can tell, to the mention of the ring. She looks confused. But you guys kind of see the nervous shift in her body language at the mention of the ring. What do you...
Nah, not Theon. You're all about wrong there. Remember, Kalmont was saying Voss's records clearly stated that the ring was an object worn on a small finger, size 7. Was not a physical object or a ring of portals or any such. Saying that Voss and her immediate research knew for a certain that it just was not.
Are you giving me a deception at -10 because no one's mentioned the portal ring, which you just actually mentioned? It's a ring. No one said anything about magical portal. Is that a deception there, Messina?
This is me talking to my cousin here. You take what you will.
Sorry, I thought you were staging a deception to make her feel at ease. No,
this is just me talking to my cousin here. And if she wants to glean from it as she can glean as she wishes.
Okay. Sorry, I just thought that was really well role-played, but a penalty was pending, buddy.
Hey, again, as you will, here. We'll toss one out, and yeah, do what you will with it.
Mm.
Charisma with a -1. Watch this. That's a minus, that's a 2.
Yeah, plus the penalty. Yeah, but yeah, okay.
Clearly, Voss has noted in her records that it was pointed out.
Theon, your response?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, but this ring thing, that's definitely a structure of some kind. A circle of gates. What they call that? I'll turn to Boz. Estella's ring? Is that what they called it?
She turns to Muros. Portals, you say? That's interesting.
Aye. A pinch between time and space, they say sometimes.
Well, I've found no portals in these caves.
Then why are you in these caves?
And what did you find?
I'm not looking for portals. I'm looking for a place to set up a laboratory.
Oh, she's full of shit as the day is
long.
Well,
you got a building.
You've read my notes. If you've mentioned the triad.
Aye, we have, and we know that the triad is looking for any information having to do about Estella's ring.
Yes, the triad are a foreign organization far from here that I am, shall we say, negotiating funds for my research.
So you would say then that they were formally foreign up until the point that you entered negotiations.
I'm saying they're a foreign entity that I am duping into bankrolling me for some thing they believe is here.
And you're smart enough to dupe this organization that's been around for longer than your ears been growing pointy.
Have you seen any Kalashites poking around lately?
Looking at one who deals with them right now, aren't I?
If I can perhaps convince them.
I am no investigator. I be just a dwarf.
Okay, dwarf. Well, let me spell it out for you. I'm digging for treasure. If I can find something, even remotely elven, send it back to them and insist it has something to do with what they seek. They will bankroll my research. I merely need to keep them on the hook. At least, that was the plan until you showed up.
So you're looking for elven artifacts, then?
Anything that will convince them that there's, you know, something worth looking into here.
But right. Them.
And what have you found?
Not much. You've seen the caves. I mean, she was literally camped out 2 caves in. Mostly vermin.
Well, we're going to walk into them caves. We're going to give them a search about. And if we find something that we think that you know about and you didn't tell us, we're going to come back real angry. Just saying. Now's the time when you need to be painting a prettier picture than what you're telling us right now.
I can tell you that if you return me to the council, that you can collect the bounty that's on the mercenary company. There's a bounty on their heads. They're worth a pretty penny. Is that information worth something to you?
Not as much as knowing that my skin's going to come intact. If I walk in there and something jumps all over me, if it kills me, that's terrible. But if it doesn't kill me, that's terrible for you, if you've known about it.
You bested one of the best mercenary companies the region has to offer, and you're worried about vermin that you may or may not encounter in caves. A dwarf.
That's
maybe we should drag her along and push her in.
I think we found our new scout. Let's go for a walk about there, cousin.
That sounds terrible, use of a mage, but...
Albert's got her book. She can't be that fancy without it. Right, you seem to have your wits. Let's go for a walk. You know, I've always been known that when I wake up in the morning with a headache, and mind you, that's probably about every day, nothing sorts it out better than going for a nice walk in a cave. Wouldn't you say there, Theoden?
It always seems to relax me a bit.
I know not confined spaces, and I've got them stone walls about me. Oh, nothing gets my heckles up in the jerrys. Fixing whatever ailment it was suffering for me from the day prior.
She gestures to the door and stands. What is my situation? I am manacled and extra due in the fingers, right?
Yes.
And no longer gagged. It's kind of like loose around my neck. Can I stand? Am I tied up? My feet tied?
No, just your hands. Your feet were never tackled.
Okay. So she goes to get up and then sinks back into the cot. Wincing in pain.
Don't worry there. You can ride on my shoulders there if you don't want to walk any. We like back in the day there when I used to give Albrecht there piggyback rides because he got tired from our long walks.
I think I've suffered quite enough of you touching me. I will walk. She turns to the cleric. You. Right over the back. Try that again. Line, you. Social local check of, you know, acolytes, Caladian, blah, blah, blah. Pretty steep. I don't recognize you. Are you from Breach Hill?
You not just state that you're on the council?
No. She said, return me to the council. Let's go see the council. Ooh, the council. As in, you know, didn't seem impressed that you guys were like, oh, trumped up charges and you're responsible. It's all on you. Council's not going to be happy. It's like, okay, let's go talk to them. No, wait, 180. Obviously she wants to go to the council. Let's go in the cave. Okay. Let's go to the cave. You know, anyway. It's all been dwarf. The human's just been sitting there watching me, so she's intrigued. So she turns to you. Social check. I don't know who you are, Niles, so it's like, but you are human. Are you from Breach Hill?
Yes, I am.
Do you represent the council? As I said before, they will pay a pretty penny for my return, likely, to see if these charges that the dwarves have put upon me stand, and the mercenary bounty is a fact.
So the mercenaries that you hired have a bounty on them from our town.
What they did in the past, not from...
But they have a bounty on them, and you hired them, knowing that they have a bounty, because you just stated that they have a bounty.
Yep.
Okay.
Doesn't that make her one of them?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm not a boy.
Just trying to roll this through.
Do I look like a half-orc to you?
Doesn't matter.
No, you look like a Lassa Means, who'd likely be able to bribe her way out of any cage the council could put you in.
Well... A girl does what she can to get by.
But yeah, if you guys want to use her as a scout, then yeah, gag her and let her lead.
Well, she's definitely not going anywhere if we leave her chained up here. I mean, we could more or less chain her around one of the posts outside. I don't necessarily want to take her with us. She may shout her way ahead.
Gag
her. Give up. Well, we could do that.
5 minutes later. Olay, 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 olay. Olay, olay, olay. Yeah, I learned that at the tavern. It's really catchy this week.
It's just one more thing to keep track of in the heat of battle, though.
Does she look nervous? Yeah. But she seems to be keeping her wits about her. She seems to be somewhat level-headed. And she does seem to take her time with the part, you know what I mean? Exploring every angle. You know, but... The council nor the cave seem to upset her either greatly than the other.
But she's got her elf eyes. Good! We've been needing a skate. Dylan's been needing a break. There's no doors to kick down here lately.
Okay. So, change of scene, and now I'm at the front of a line? Conga? Sure.
I don't really trust tying and leaving her behind us.
Time is a mage's friend. Whether I'm buying time, it's because right now, while you guys don't kill me right away or shovel me off, or tie me to a boat, And put, you know, time is my friend. Not that I'm trying to get you guys to kill her either, but...
Oh, but since we have her...
Good scout, good scout.
Yeah.
Well, she says she knows the caves, right?
So we'll take her in and have her show us around.
And before we walk into every room, we ask her what's in the room ahead.
Oh, don't even let her walk.
Well, I mean, honestly, I'm speaking in Dwarven. Honestly, a lot of what I'm saying was just bloister. I've got no interest in dragging around a chained up elf lass to get killed by something that she may or may not know is there. That would make me no better than her if she's as heartless as I think she is.
No, you'd be no better than her there if she brings him back.
So I agree that we should take her with us, but just know that if push comes to shove and something jumps out to try to grab at us, we need to be protecting her as well.
Oh, you're not going to kill her for crying out loud. We already showed who's the superior.
All right. I'm good for now, then.
Aye, of course, sir.
All right. Switching back to common.
Let's go. Joe and Voss got nothing of that.
Yep.
He immediately draws a dagger on her in the first sight of danger. Kill the VIP because he missed the conversation. That's going to be fun. So I just kind of threw you guys in a line here.
Yeah. Before we go in there, again, back in Dwarven, I think we should be asking her just to see where she's actually pointing at. Ask her what's in these tunnels before we go down them.
Oh, it can't hurt you, right? I mean, if she's the one that's been there before us, she needs to be chiming up.
And pretty good or bad.
Like I said, all I've encountered so far is vermin.
But have you slain the vermin?
Mostly.
Where have you not slain the vermin?
Well, that's the thing about vermin is when you're not on top of them, they move around.
Right. We'll move along.
Okay.
We haven't got an old day.
So where do you want to go?
Let's head to the north.
Okay.
Kind of move right there and just, you know, keep her fairly close.
Okay. So you're dragging her behind. Who's my keeper?
I vote Muros.
Okay. Hours later, the human and the half-elf start becoming sluggish, their steps uncertain as they feel the ground before them in the darkness. Light spilling through the moss, kind of, you know, as soon as you guys get to the back of that cave, we can't see shit. Brand new day, 8 hours. Yeah, potions, but, you know, his original potion spell.
I will cast light.
Okay. Then, if no one complains, the mage will stay near the human who is the source of light, so I can see where I'm walking. Doesn't mean you have to be my keeper, Niles, but she will try to stay close to you because you're a walking torch.
I'll take a flank then, guys.
All right.
I got mobility. I can get up to work if need be.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to start moving north.
Mm-hmm.
Give her a whistle. Here we come, beasties. We come in peace, question mark? I can't go any farther.
Open up some cave here. The corners of this cavern are filled with thick strands of spider webs. In the center of the western wall, a pouch of thick webbing trembles in occasional vibration. A thin stream of minerals drips slowly from the center of the ceiling, slicking the floor here and creating treacherous footing.
Ooh. I'll keep moving in. Ever cautious. I see spider webs in the corners. I'm looking out for, you know, what you would classify as a shitload of spiders.
Mm.
Like a swarm or something.
Hugging the wall, besides entering the cave itself, which is literally so thick, like layers, even though they've only kind of got a bunch in the back, like one more step into the cave and it's all water, spider web, it's freaking everywhere. But there's also an exit. Looking around to the east.
Oh, I think we know where that goes. Let's just do some quick confirmation. 5, 10... I would go farther, but I am prevented.
Yes.
Hooray!
Yes, as you suspect, this becomes the northern corridor where Miros once blocked an escape.
All right, I will continue the kind of circle, moving around.
Okay.
Poking my head back out that way. Surprise!
Ah!
Well, we've seen almost nothing, so it seems like south is the way to be going.
Okay.
Keep that vase close at hand, and we will begin, or I will begin to move south.
So, get you guys to back up a bit here. Let's go back to your positions where basically we were waiting for Theowyn to come around. Yes?
Hi.
Al, were you right on his six or where were you?
Yeah, I followed him.
Okay. By the time he cautiously makes his way around and then comes, oh, look, here I am, you know, double times through the room and comes back here, sure enough, perception checks all around.
Vaz has murdered you all.
You are dead.
Yeah, you guys are lying dead on the floor, and she's standing there with her own dagger that she stole off of Al and her aunts. I didn't do it. I've been framed. You know.
16.
Theo and got a 10?
19.
We were watching, that's
and
why.
And Al?
Yeah.
I got a...
Right. So, at the...
And Theo one's flat-footed right now.
Is he?
Well, yep.
Not in the actual game, but his...
Well, you, yeah.
His token is.
You all are until, you know, you get to go, but okay. Top of the initiative order is Vaz. I guess I should give her a brand new perception. Who is going to basically... So, top of the initiative order. You guys go by. I heard nothing of stealth. You guys are just quietly moving and talking, you know, blah, 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 let's go here, type of thing. Hold up. These guys wait. Hook around. And a couple of things happen. And by the time you guys get all the way around, Niles, on the edge of the torchlight, coming through the way Theon disappeared. See, spiders. Spiders. So many spiders swarm coming into the tunnel. It's Niles' turn. What do you do?
Scream at the party. Spiders!
Scream like a little girl.
And I will raise my shield.
Okay. Warn the party is a free action. Guys, swarm at 12 o'clock. And then...
I will hold my...
You got some AoEs on you, bud. Throw them down.
Yeah.
Better than what we got, man. I got fist. Yeah.
I will cast Divine Lama Swarm.
Hmm. Resting. Level and hit points. Did you, like, because you guys have wounds.
Oh, good. Some of us do.
Yeah, like, Niall's got 9 wounds, right? So you're going to get, like, 3 points back, or...
Yep.
Okay, so that drops you to 6. That's how we're starting our day. Al clears his 2, right? Or
No, I still have them. I already took it. Okay. I was at 5.
Okay. Okay, so just to be clear, we're starting a new combat with Niles, has 6 wounds. The mage is at 0. I'm freaking baggage. Oh, no, we gave me 8. Right, sorry, we gave
3.
Me,
she have her level of resting.
I'm or whatever her level she is. Whatever level she is. This we will find out.
How many did she get back?
I'm just going to...
I'm not telling.
I guess. I have 6. So... I could be wrong.
Why, can you guys see her? You guys can't see... No. What? What? Okay, I got her set. Right, so, sorry, Niles.
The casting Divine Lens.
Yes. Okay. Let's talk about the spell.
Not sure.
Divine Lance on what?
A swarm.
Okay. Is it an area of effect spell?
Nope.
Okay. You cast... it pierces the swarm to little effect. Oh, sure, you kill a couple. You kill a couple, but nothing, you know, nothing hit point worthy. But it does test the theory of, you know, Niles is learning rapidly.
That's right.
Yeah. So you got some actions left?
I know, because I raised my shield. Divine Lance is 2 actions, so I'm done.
Okay. All right. Our female human mage, you go, oh my god, look, swarm. However, she starts moving to the exit. 5. Squeezing past Miro, excuse me. 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 is one move. And then, yeah, 5, 10, 15, 20. Like, I'm heading off into the wilderness. Goodbye. Hell no. She bolts. Triple move or 2 and 1 good stealth. You know, something's going on. Anyway, Miros, she, you know, turns and flees, go flying past you. It's your turn.
Yeah, That would have been a perfect time for an armbar.
Do you have attack of opportunity?
Not yet.
No. Then she basically, even for effect, okay, she goes to move past you, and you kind of like, you're doing the double take of her moving, but the spiders, but Niles, she throws herself up against the wall, like flat, and scoots, you know what I mean? Like just makes a lot of noise. It becomes obvious where she's going, out the door, but yeah.
Hey, cousins, I need to go get Scary Spice.
That's Sporty Spice to you. I have the ponytail. Get it right.
I'll be back. Okay. And she moved?
Yep. So,
how far?
So if you go straight out, 5, 10, 15, 20 out to the open, look all around, give me a perception, Chevron, as it were.
Yeah. Give me
perception.
Oh.
Where did she go?
Whoever knows. 9.
Don't see her. What do you do?
I'll move. Okay.
You got two choices. Well, three. She either dove through the window. No, I'm pretty sure they said they fixed the window. Okay, that only gives me two choices. I either went north and hid in a bush or south and hid in a bush. You know, or in the moss along the wall.
I'll take north. 50-50.
Okay.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35.
Okay.
40, 35.
And the
right there.
And the one man that was capable of defeating the last spider swarm has left the building.
I can get back in. Yeah, that's all my actions. Here, guys. That's all my turns. I got none left to spend.
Oh, okay.
It was a move, a perception check, and then a move.
Okay.
Great. So I suppose that makes it my turn then.
It does.
Okay. I fully engulf, and I will blast Burning Hands where the spiders are coming.
Ooh.
Burning Hands. So, they get a reflex DC 18.
Okay. You should be able to roll, if you target me, you know what I mean? It should automatically, your spell should roll for me.
Oh, right. So, it does. Save 19 versus 8. So, basic reflex save. 6, what does the reflex get you?
F, I'm assuming.
Maybe it negates?
It'd be in the...
It's not in there. Just says saving throw.
Classically, it was half. Let's go with... while you're looking that up, Theon, what do you wish to do while we're resolving?
Well, I would have, of course, finished my action.
Reflex is half damage, so...
Okay.
If I click this, it's...
No, it gave me the saving throw. It should... See, because it said swarm half. Yeah.
Yeah, it took half. Yeah, okay. Good.
Cool, eh? Yay, targeting. So 9 points, but only took half, so... Now, what's the range on that? 3 squares?
15.
Yeah, okay.
15-foot cone.
Gotcha. Well, basically, as long as you damage any of my squares, it's taking damage, so... Okay, anything else, Al?
That's it for me.
All right, Theo, and you are up, sir.
I think we've kind of prepared for this back at base camp. I'm going to 5...
Memory montage of everyone getting an alchemist flask? Is 15? That what you're saying?
Yep. Yes. 15. 20. Mm-hmm. I'll move to right there, and I will throw an alchemist fire.
Okay.
I've already got it targeted. Let's see here. Let me
butterfly.
Crack up on the characters here. I don't have like a... just a nothing... I didn't build like an attack modifier for it, so I'm not quite sure how to do that.
You should have like a base ranged attack that you can... that we can cheat here. I mean, your dexterity right, gives you a plus one, right? And your... Oh,
yeah.
Do you have another thrown weapon that's not magical in your...
Well, let me look.
In the combat tab, there is attack-based settings. There's melee and ranged. You can just do it.
Well, I've got a hand axe, so maybe ignore the damage.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, beyond the weapons, he's right. Second tab down from the top, combat. Third window down, ranged.
1, 2, 3, ranged.
Yep,
got it.
There you go.
It says plus one.
Right, and there's a dice.
Hi-ya! Oops, shit, I rolled twice. Doesn't matter. Each one was a natural 20.
Yeah.
Whoa.
There you go.
Let's pause for a moment to appreciate that.
Yeah.
I rolled twice, and I got a 20 each time.
Praise be Bacchus.
Praise be to the bearded balls of Torm. Max damage. Times 5. It's dead. We win.
The game.
Let's have your D6 alchemist and see what it does.
All right. So if that's critical damage, that would be... 6 and 6.
Whoa! Oh look
by the hairy bearded balls of Torm, would you look at that? 2 20s, followed by 2 6s.
Wow!
I've critted a crit that was critted. That's a triple stamp on it.
On a critter.
They burn.
Walk away.
Away to nothing.
I back away slowly and say, "There's your magic."
Arms spread wide, Theo, and it's like, I'm just saying what Frank is actually doing. He's got to back it up. He's got
That's exactly what Theo would have done. Yeah. I would have lobbed it.
Yeah.
Gage, it's, oh my God.
Yeah.
And Theo, like, flabbergasted for a moment. Throws his arms up. There's your magic.
Liquid fire spreading through them and wiping out the swarm to a point where whatever's left is just disbands into 20% of nothingness. And because he did kill it, he actually overkilled it. And it's gone.
Hey, speaking of gone, where'd that elf go?
And my action is done.
Mr. Block and Exit was not so good this time. It blocked it.
Was not blocking an exit?
Do we lecture you on... No. I'm too nice to say. Maybe the guy with Attack of Opportunity should be the guy in the rear guard, but no. No, we picked the mobility guy that could abandon the prisoner and run to the front because his mobility... Shame on you, Joe. You're supposed to bring them tactics. I blame Gibson. So, moving on. This is my fault.
Was this my fault?
You're the tactical guy.
I wasn't the one who wanted to bring her in the first place, but Tyra. I'm not going to leave her behind.
We have her spell book.
Yeah.
She's locked in manacles that she can't get out of. There's no freaking way.
Yeah. And it's been a day. She is useless.
Yeah, right.
And she's only got 3 hit points.
Yeah.
She's going to go very far.
I'm not a sorcerer that can just get them after rest. I need that book. That's right.
Yep. She's useless.
Yeah. What could I possibly do? How could I possibly,
technically, she's safer with us than running away.
I think I have one other option, but we'll see what happens. So anyway, where were we?
Burning.
Space.
Oh, yes.
Fighter's dead. Bye.
Yeah. Theoin. And now we're back to Niles. What do you want to do?
Fire high five.
Yeah. I guess I will perceive. Because we're still in round based. So there must be some danger somewhere.
Not necessarily. It gets quiet.
Oh, I just seen because it's around 2. So that's why I'm asking.
Oh, I just clicked on the. No meta here.
No. We're round 2. You don't get rounds outside of rounds.
Nothing happens.
Very good.
The spider's swarm has been vanquished.
Hooray!
Back to encounter mode.
Perception check. Where'd that elf go?
If there is danger, we'll start a brand new round. Brand new perception checks, which Niles is trying to up his game right now. Sure. Sorry, I'm making them nervous. There you go. Round 0, ladies and gentlemen. I'll close this up, right? It's just they're afraid of the tracker. The one thing the dwarves fear. The combat tracker. The unknown. So...
is accountability. Dwarves hate accountability.
Yeah, I know, eh? Use it as your weapon on every NPC. You're accountable for all these... what? My apprentice? My what? So, what do you guys want to do?
We're going to go find Buzz. Let's go.
Health. She can't have gotten fire.
Okay. So we're back to encounter mode. We drop out of rounds.
All right. No. I was listening. I want to listen. If she's booking it through the brush, there's sound.
Yep.
Right. I want to listen. I take just a second.
Mm-hmm.
And listen. Do I hear the whole...
A half elf, goes and hides, sees you, and loses sight of you because of the direction you went. Now I, stealthily, now we're in encounter mode, so I have, a decent playable. But you know what? Taking a moment, looking around, I see something. I see a horse and a wagon that you did probably would immediately argue if I went, hi-ya, and ran off with all your stuff.
Yeah, because there's a guy guarding
it. And there's a dude.
Right. So you've just left this guy standing with a tied-up horse. That doesn't make sense. So I'm assuming this guy has the horse untied from the wagon, and the horse is just kind of sitting there, and his job is to maintain horse and wagon.
That's a whole lot of assumings.
So tell me.
Yeah, but no, that seems reasonable.
How did we spend the night? How did Bob and the horse... and everything else.
He slept in the cart where he belongs.
Now it's a new day, and we shuffle our prisoner inside. Where's Bob? Where's the horse? Where's the cart?
He's brushing the horse down. He's feeding the horse. He's doing Bob stuff.
Right.
Bob things.
Right.
Never question the Bob.
Right. So the way I see it is, being a 5th level mage with no book and little options and being ballsy enough to hire a whole bunch of mercenaries, that's how badass I am. Okay. All I've got are my hands tied and my mouth gagged. I can charge the dude and jump on this horse with athletics and make horsey go to get away from the guy.
Yeah, I'd like to see you make them rolls.
Yeah.
And Bob's rolls too.
And ride a horse, probably untrained, with no hands.
I got hands.
You can do everything.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I will wrap right around the horse's head.
No. This harkens back to a time back when we played second edition.
I will jump on the horse sideways and just go, horsey go.
But you are limited to what you can do on a horse unless you have the ride feet. They didn't change it that much. They just made it so that mooks can ride horses.
Here's my main question. Why would we handcuff her with her hands in front of her?
Ah. I'm sorry.
That defines...
All about this, and I was all doing the role play and stuff. That is a very good and big assumption on my part. So my new day... Okay. Escaping. I'm manacled behind my back and gagged. Right?
Yep.
And Chinese finger trapped.
And Chinese finger trapped. Well, invoking a player's right to I didn't know that. I completely changed my entire plan. So while you guys go, where the hell is she? And go running off.
Immediately.
You know, to go, where is she? We're all looking around. We don't see. We all want to listen. And you hear Bob. Good horsey. Brush the horsey. And you're like, oh, crap. The horse. You guys go check on the horse. That is a viable escape route.
I'm still looking for an elf.
I've only gotten one action to seek after her.
No, right around. Let's go nuts.
All right. I take another seek. Perception.
Okay.
17.
If we're precepting, I will also precept.
Mm-hmm.
12. Look. Nope. Wait, that's me.
That's my other hand.
The cool thing about stealth is...
I might as well throw one out there.
I can roll and add my plus 10 and try to stay lucky, or I can, you know, hold a good roll and hole up somewhere, or like I said, as long as I got that lead on you guys, right, I could be halfway across the map with my movement of 25 cut in half.
Remind me from here on out, break an ankle.
You mean full misery.
I'm just saying, if this is how the game is played from now on, all captives get a broken ankle.
I am on this map. I am reading your rolls, and I am rolling her stealth, whether it's a single roll or multiple.
All right. I will move into the front of the building and make another perception check.
Okay. Niles, you're not joining the fun? You're just hanging out here waiting?
Looking.
22.
Okay. Can I have a perception from Niles?
No.
You have a 26.
There!
Okay. Above you, clinging to the ceiling...
What?
Is a creature.
Oh, shit.
With six legs. Basically, something that followed the swarm out, but chased after the other guys, went the long way around, and I'm sneaking, and it's like combat ends, and this thing's smart enough just to kind of wait, see what happens next. Then you guys all go running out the door and leave one person. Okay. So I sneak, I told you doing stealth rolls. And this thing manages to get basically into the room. And then there's the relevant spot check from Niles. So it's basically, you know, emerging from the tunnel and coming up the ceiling wall and just getting moved. And you're like, huh? Right? So if anything, I'm back here and it's, you know, my ish go. So there's initiative. Niles, keeping his original perception or even going with 27, climbs the food chain much faster than my 14. So emerging from the cave, but basically, you know, using the ceiling, Niles remembers that 10 foot going up the wall, you see a creature.
Big spider.
No, I only have six legs. Don't judge. Don't put me in that box.
Fine. A big critter. Is that?
You see this.
Oh, that's raw. That's more than six legs, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
That's
oh, sorry.
Six too
legs,
many.
Eight legs and mandibles.
Six too many.
Sorry, but not a spider.
Not a spider. Oh, good enough. That's what it's coming out of my mouth as.
Maybe you know what it is.
Wrong. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Right?
Am I going to burn an action for that? No.
What do you do?
Kill it.
Oh, God.
You've seen us do it plenty of times before. You roll a die and you kill it.
Dude, call. I'm right there.
Yep. Yeah. I'll call once again. Big spider. Big spider.
Okay. So what do you do, Niles?
Cast a spell. What else do I do? This time I will.
Okay. We're back in rounds. The board freezes, including Vaz. Because like I said, she's still on the map. Couldn't have gotten that far. Yes. And what on yourself?
Oh, on my rapier.
Oh, okay. Just like I touch myself. I have a magic. Well, good for you. Myself. It's going to be a hell of a prom night, Niles. What happens next? All right.
Comms at plus one.
Which is sexy.
You can think changing my spell to that.
Like, wow, that's pretty powerful.
The satellite rules lawyers are talking about manacle chain lengths or whatever. You guys, if you guys bought something cheap, then I'm assuming we're talking like foot long chain or less. You know, you guys didn't get some 3 foot, you know, it's cheap, which gives me loopability for riding. I'm just kind of picturing a 6-to-1, you know, foot chain and all your macrame rope. Thanks to Al.
Can't have a wee last between us.
I'm guessing like the one link. That's what you get. Typical handcuffs. That's what manacles are.
So, Al.
It's me?
No.
It's my turn.
Niles, sorry, targeting. Oh, well, you will.
Magic
you will be...
weaponed himself.
Anything else?
Shield.
My shield. Typical. Okay. Typical thing now.
Okay.
Spider. Big spider.
Big spider.
Next, we have she who will not be stealth. And we're going to do some stealth rolls. Now, normally stealth is rolled secretly, but you guys are aware she's just undetected. You know she's here. You're looking for her. And an evil DM could just like, oh yeah, you'll find her, fudge, 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 fudge. I'm going to do the rolls. And so you guys get to see, you know, the thing is though, minus blah for distance, blah, blah, you know, and you got to be, so like just hitting this, you need to have some kind of line of sight or hear something. So even though everyone's going to like throw up rolls, the only one I look at may only be the closest character. So don't get too excited about, you know, beating a roll. I got to give you that or give her that. But as for stealth, I'm going to take three moves, one at 25. One at 30 and one at 25. And I will take, you know, a perception, and then Niles freaks out. Spiders! It's like, hey, you know, spider. You know. So, Miros, it's your turn. Niles is calling for spiders. You're out there. Do you want to spend the chevrons and start looking around? Where the hell is that elf gone? Because she's hiding, or do something else?
Yeah, no, gotta find her for the least sake. My cousins have this will firmly under grasp. If they need me, they call me by name. So I'll take an action, move south into the brush. That takes me down to roughly this tree. I'll do a perception action.
Okay, let me just open up this map here, because obviously all four corners have suddenly become
valid.
Yeah, relevant, like top to bottom, left to right. I kind of hedge some squares. I'm just going to kind of do a big opening in every direction, right? And everywhere-ish. It's an open, everyone can see. Okay, so you continue to move, and what?
And then I try to find her, and I roll a perception check of 10.
Okay, don't see her, don't hear her.
I percept again.
Okay.
And I look real hard. 26.
Okay, let's talk about distance. Let's talk about...
It's far or near, depending on the distance.
There's also cover. Trees and whatnot. So assuming you have line of sight, giving you your proverbial, if I'm hiding, within 60 feet. Let's be generous, make it almost 100 feet to hear something. Niles is screaming his head off. Anyway, with a 26, for me to be within enough distance to you, one of those three rolls, it's either distance or my one superior roll killing you, or as I said before, I'm completely, you know, off in a different direction, you're going the wrong way, and it's not your role that, you know, we're worried about. But right now the answer is still no Voss for you. Now it's time for aberrations.
Aberrate, good times, come on.
Yep, this thing moves straight across the ceiling over Niles and drops down on him.
Ah,
at least you would think. No, it's not it that comes shooting down at you. It has a 20-foot tongue that reaches out and gonna get you. Maybe. Possibly. Here we go. 26. What?
How is it that skeletons were in here, but... walking around like this. Like, oh, it's just my thing.
Oh, there's more. There actually is an explanation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. But you guys got to turn over those stones, as it were, to find out. But yeah, no, confusing at first, right there. You know, you think if this thing would set off a spider swarm and come and attack anything that moved, why didn't it take care of Voss and her minions? That's a very good thought. Is it a generic screw-up of dungeon? No, Joe. This is the future, Pathfinder 2nd Edition. So maybe Niles should think about why. Is there some kind of spell she had on this thing to control it? Is this thing actually smarter than the average bear and parlay as possible? Or did Voss have some kind of barrier specific to vermin or a way of hiding from them? Or kept it well fed? You know, several things that they do, you know, could explore. Sure, the last one would be a pain in the ass, but anything is possible in 2nd Edition.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, anyway, as far...
Oh,
yeah. Doing the tongue lash, which it's actually hit a smaller creature with its tongue strike can be pulled, but you're not small. So
oh, please say to me.
Yep. Yep. Tries to get a taste for you. Nice big, you know. And, yeah. Literally gives you the gross look and tugs, and you're too big to get pulled anywhere. And that's
damage?
Nope. No, it's just it just hits you, and it's like, you know, it's like a sticky rope, you know, pull you in kind of thing. It's not a damage thing. Now, if this thing pulled it to its mouth and jaws, that you would be trouble. If this thing wanted to eat you. Right now, it's just having a taste, giving you a tug, you know, trying to figure you out. But it's definitely acting like a cat or something. Just kind of went, hi. I wonder if you're worth eating, you know, some shit like this. Like, what the hell? Anyway, as a free action, I'm going to drop from the ceiling. Oh, no, don't want to do that. Too little too high, even with superior athletics. So, yeah, no, I'm done. Just come over, investigate. You're screaming. It has a lick. Never tasted a human before. See if you're any good. Ow.
Can I see it?
No, unfortunately, the entrance of the cave has the top edge 10 foot, and it's up and in at the center. You know what I mean? You can see the tongue just coming through the break of your outline of sight.
I can see the tongue?
Yeah, a thin line.
Okay,
yeah.
That's all I need.
Yeah.
Spinning, hands forward, 6 missiles go jetting forth from my fingertips. Picture it in a cave, wherever we are.
Okay. Does it say a creature, a target, or anything?
It says one creature.
Okay, so you need to see a creature.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is the tongue not a creature?
You don't know what it is. It's a long rope-like thing that's acting like a tongue. You have not seen this creature. So I would suggest you move in to get line of sight on said creature.
It says one creature, but it also says you choose the target for each mission. I don't know. I would argue that I can see it if I can see its tongue, but...
It says you can pick a target... That doesn't make sense. How can you only target one creature but get different targets?
That's the spell. So that's for every missile.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you this. If the spell is diverse enough for multiple targeting, then I will give you appendage targeting. So go ahead.
All right.
That seems fair.
I will lay into it. The bunch of these little suckers. I should... 1, 4, 5, 6... All right, so that is for a total of 14 to 24 damage.
Okay.
As 6 flaring bolts fly forth from my fingertips and blast this thing in the tongue.
Okay. Even trying to reactively retract it, the other missiles seek it out. And, you know, it pulls the missiles to its head and face. And by the last strike, it's taking, you know, significant body damage as the missiles try to seek its tongue within its jaws, and it takes a bunch to the face. Al?
That's my turn, but pull back, Niles!
Theoden.
Run away!
Yeah. Theoden, what are you doing?
Let's see here. So, do I hear a crackle in the bushes?
We're back in rounds, thanks to Niles. That, thanks to Niles. And I've got a freeze time, so now it's...
So I guess my question is Vaz actively spending actions to continue to move silently?
Yeah.
Because last time I heard, she took 3 run actions. So no actions to hide.
No, I said she could. She could go for the horse. She could run off. She could be hiding. She could be stuck to that wall 10 feet away in the moss from Al.
All right. So I will spend an action to perceive.
Okay.
24.
Close, but no.
Then I will move. I'll move right there.
Okay.
And I will perceive. 20.
No, sorry. With 25, 30, and 25 again, assuming she's in your, you know, 60 foot less, or anywhere from 30 feet to 100 feet of listening or spotting, and moving yourself to change your line of sight, also good for both of you. Unfortunately, no, you have not sorted her out yet. However, I do compliment you guys on changing your position, because if you stand fast, she can slip away. If you guys move around, you guys could actually be hurting her, and she may have to reverse direction, just wait you out. Damn, that horse is looking good. I'll just ride Bob the groom out of here, like something, you know, limiting the options. So I think you guys are doing better. It's shitty and suspenseful. You have no idea, but I am trying to keep this legit, counting, you know, corners or 15, you know, everything I can. And I'm not even going to say that if she gets off the map, she's free and gone. Mm-mm. Not in her current condition. Niles.
I will move.
You think?
Yes, I think.
Okay.
I will strike the cave entrance, and I will cast a divine with a 12.
Okay.
Gotta get you some magic missile.
Yeah.
The best spell ever, I swear.
I am done.
Screw this ice mage. I'm the missile mage. Pew, pew, pew.
Okay. It's Voss's turn, and it's like, She does what she does what she does. No, it's actually her. I just never called it out before. You were completely unaware, and I just had you like run off, and then we got into like, oh, wait a minute, time's frozen, blah. So I did all her rolls, her stealth or whatever. Right. So how can I keep this fair? Because you don't know what she's doing. Three stealth rolls would force me to take the new ones, but if I don't roll, it's like, oh, we're close because she stopped moving. You know, still, I could be on this side of the map, so...
Well, I think if you don't roll a stealth, then she doesn't hide.
There's no holding the previous roll.
If you move, yeah, because you can't take a 10 or you can't take a 20 anymore, so you have to roll every time you use the action. So either she doesn't hide, stands up, and runs, or she sits there and hides. So, and whatever the worst of the rolls is, that's basically the lowest roll that we have to hit to kind of even get close to where she is.
Yeah, you can't really, I can see that because it's like, okay, what do you do? I was like, well, I continue hiding as opposed to the last stealth check.
Yeah, I can see that, but I'm just have to spend an action. Yeah, there's no take 10 or take 20 anymore.
No, I'm not talking about taking 10. I'm just talking about using my last action. Like my last stealth roll of 25, if she doesn't move, because
then you have to roll a new action.
Yes, but I never said she moved three times. I said she took stealth three times. It could be two moves, yeah. And then like I hide the actual hiding action,
yeah,
with no movement. Well then jumping high in a barrel.
Then she stands up, she runs for everybody to see, and then she takes her hide action and disappears. So we all know the direction she is. Otherwise, it's like invisibility. You can't see her. She gets free movement.
I'm not saying I'm not going to start, like, I don't have to continue these stealth rolls, but I don't, like, return to a neutral. Oh, beginning of the round. Okay, what do I do? I hide. No, I could see her crouching. I could see her, like, oh, my knees are hurting. You know, don't say anything. Hold your breath. You know, like, continuing to have to roll. Yeah, I see that.
But that's how it is.
You have to make a roll. If
you do an action,
you have to roll to move stealthily, and then at the end of that action, roll to hide. You can move stealthily, but if you aren't hidden at the end of it, you're like, sneak.
I delay.
And you sneak into the middle of the room.
I delay. If she delays and holds, you guys are still running off of my last stealth roll. It's not like I stand up for all to see and delay. She can just delay. A player could do, because I'm also trying to, if we set a precedent here, a player could flip this and get fucked. You guys could be totally screwed if, you know, a player just goes, okay, I got a decent stealth roll, I'm hiding behind the barrel with my 30, what do you do? And they're like, I wait, I delay. I wait to see if I'm spotted, and then run out, or, you know what I'm saying? And you'd be holding that last roll. I'm not saying no, I can see the line of thinking and the rules.
Yeah, you could delay your action, and that would hold the roll value to see if they found me.
Yeah, but at very least, though, however, I'm stuck where I am. That's the downside, because I'm also trying to search for a balance in the ruling, right? If I, let's say I'm actually...
So if you... If you delay, you can only delay one full round. When it's your turn again, then you get triggered.
Rehide.
You have to rehide.
Yeah, no, I'd be buying time, though, but it might be to my advantage. With, like I said, with those good rolls, it's like a full free round of decent rolls. Because, as I said before, it doesn't matter if I move off the map. That isn't a freebie. We just calculate the distance and say, okay, what's happening with Al and her 10 feet away is now just 60 feet away at the north because Al decided, like, okay... That bug's dead. More missiles. I'm going to take up the search up north. And she's... Oh, shit. Here they come. You know what I mean? Very interested in this. Anyway. I'm going to delay. Or she delays. And like I said, it's going to be more prominent. Now I can see why it was bullshit for me to, like, talk about the roles and delay. You know what I mean? It's just... This is why the DM just stays quietly and rolls and goes, okay, you know. It's all in the player. Player's turn. What do you do? Do you keep actively searching? There she is. I got a decent, you know, roll. Or do you do nothing? And, like, where did she go? Is she still here? Because I'm really kind of tipping the NPC hand by openly rolling. So I can see why now. Because before I was like, why bother? You know, to try and... Because you guys knew that she was around. Anyway, she's got a delay. I'm going to hold... My rolls. Miros.
It makes sense that she'd be able to delay her action.
Miros, yeah.
And it would run off of her last roll until, like, I'm just going to stay here and not do anything until somebody discovers me. Like, that makes sense to me.
Well, then there's the brand new argument in 2 minutes where it's like, well, do I reset at the end of the round? Can I continue to delay and delay and delay and delay, which
kind
of seems like a broken move.
Well, I think it is kind of a broken move, but you're not doing anything.
Yeah, but
I think
Frank's got some really valid points. Anyway, Miros, what do you do?
You only delay for one round. Then you have to roll.
Roll what? What if you don't want to do anything?
You have to do something.
Why?
Yeah, you have to actively hide. So
she's actively hidden with her massive stealth roll.
Yeah.
And then when it comes her turn again, she's like, I delay
yeah.
with my epic hiding spot okay, to then see she if can... someone finds me. And then when her round comes up again, she goes, I delay.
Yeah. You can't do that. Because just like Jeff was saying, your knee creaks, you twist, a branch snaps. So you can only delay one round.
Yeah, there's got to be something in it. Because that would be a bullshit, yeah. That would be a dick move for a player as well as an NPC to like, okay, I just, you know. Anyway, I'm sure there's some fine writing that even a rules lawyer. Anyway, I mean, now the guys in the chat have been listening. You know what I mean? I'm not saying you can't delay people in the chat, that it's not a dick move, but I'm wondering if there's something in the rules specifically, because I have found things, yes, I do read the rule book, Joe, where in a very specific instance, they set a precedent because it's not about the stealth, it was talking about perception, and someone can only do this, and it's like, oh, well, they're talking about the stealth and the guy, you know what I mean? Like, somewhere in the rules, they come up with a situation, but they only list it once, because they can't have a 1,000-page book. They can't go...
This... They got close to it.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you know... You'd be like, well, why is it just covered in stealth? But it's like, no, actually, in the action economy, it would state you can or you can't delay your actions. In action economy, it says you can. You can delay your action every round. Now, suddenly, we're making an assumption that means any kind of action. But if we look up stealth, maybe there we'll find something going stealth can only be, you know, must be rerolled actively. And it sets the ruling, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, Miros, what are you doing, buddy?
I'm looking for the spears. I kept saying to you spears, but no one heard. Hey, so she's not on this side, clearly, because I've been searching so hard. I want to bustle my hind over to the north side.
Okay.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. In one swift action of me hustled dwarven feet, I tussle myself to the north side of the map here, and I make a perception check to try to find here where our new companion has sequestered herself.
Okay. How about it?
Perception. Good. Oh, 17.
No such luck.
And it's seeking. Ah. It still runs off perception, but you're seeking. That's the actual action.
Hmm. Where's Bob at?
Wherever you guys left him.
By the base here. There.
I'm assuming he's somewhere near the structures, but out in the open near a tree with the horse, and you know, like where he's got room. You're not going to tie him to the side of a wall. But there's.
I take an action and say, hey, Bob, keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah, she's like clinging to the other side of the horse. Okay. And he's brushing the horse, you know, brushing her hair along with the horse. His perception is seeking is terrible, right? That'd be funny. Yeah, I'm assuming if those platforms are 20 foot up, that's a great shade roof for me and the horse. He's probably got the entire wagon and everything under that giant tower. Under that giant plot. It's like 20 feet of shade. Sweet. You know, just roll it right under there. Got room for me, my blanket, my lunch.
That's an open stable.
Yeah, yeah. Why not? You guys wouldn't let me in the cabin. Near with the horse.
No, instant, Bob doesn't get Bob. Cabins.
No, we don't pay him enough for that. Okay. So, back to the thing in the cave. Right? Okay. This thing backs off, but not entirely. Like, you know, runs across the ceiling, kind of hide around the corner, and starts making a crazy chittering noise. And since you've burned my tongue... It's even worse and more distorted than it normally would be. And you guys hear, and I shit you not, in common, too bad Frank isn't here.
Parley.
Okay.
Right.
Fiona is never going to believe that a spider asked for parley. Like, how many creatures has Frank asked to parley with? And I find the first scripted creature that if you go, you surprise it, kick it.
Oh, like, no, It's not fair.
He's out in the woods looking for this crazy bitch who's about to, like, lose an ankle. Why break it when you can chop it off, right, Frank? Yeah. So this thing, you know.
So, you have a weird voice effect.
Thank you. Yeah. Sorry. I was trying to go with the thing. So, Al.
Hey.
You see this thing appear at your level because it has to go into that tunnel, right? So it drops to a lower roof and kind of skirts a little bit around a corner and then kind of uses the place like an amphitheater. And we, you know, it's like, Niles, did you say something? You know, standing out there.
It speaks! What manner of beastie is this? Right then. What do you think, Niles? Should I talk to it?
It is.
Hey, it's the honorable thing to do. So I'll step into the cave. Speak, beastie.
Okay, so dropping out of rounds, right? We basically have you guys start talking to this bug. Outside, you guys are sweeping one to the north, one to the south, looking for Vaz. Okay, At this point, there's two options. I'm either creeping away, and sooner or later, you know, I'm either really, really lucky and slip away in some random ass direction because only one person is going the right way, or you guys are going to catch up to her. So without that being that annoying and making you guys roll and whatever, it's really at this point like X amount. So let me pause that annoyingness for a second and get back to the talking bug. So I will say, though, that this back and forth or possible combat, and they come screaming for you guys and you come running all the way back. You know what I mean? So again, before you guys get too far away where you can't get back in time to save your friends in case something goes sideways, you know, let me just deal with this. So we're back to
Arl.
Balka. I Balka. Greetings, Balka. Why did you attack me, friend?
No kill I. So hungry.
You did kind of taste them, yeah.
All right. Well, I'll reach into my pack.
Okay.
Pull out some rations. Chuck them over to.
Okay.
Then eat this. You don't be going around having taste of my friends. I've got another six of them darts ready to go.
Yeah,
don't
like,
you think I won't send them at you?
This thing's face is all wounded, tongue swollen and burnt and beat up with force. It's like, you know, like, later. I think I'll eat later, you know. You've seriously, you know, I need dental work. It's just, I'm a mess, you know. What's so hungry? Got a fluid on you? You know, straw maybe. All right. She agrees.
Right then. I'll leave you to yours. You don't be messing with me or my kind again.
Truss.
Something like that. Just remember, won't take much to, for me to finish you off. And just imagine how fast you'll go down if it's all of us here.
No roommate?
Perhaps. I don't think we're done with our time here.
Netflix and chill?
Cue the porn music.
It's a montage of like a web couch and Al's hanging out with the spider and they're laughing at like episodes of Friends and shit. You know, clinking glasses and... Alright, so like I said, if you warn it off or whatever, it, you know, gratitude crawls down.
I am not cruel. I understand there's beasties of good and fair nature. Survival's survival. So long as he keeps his word, I'll keep mine.
Okay. She retreats into the cave, dragging whatever food, and, you know, buggers off for now. Sure.
Just try to identify what got this thing.
It's just like...
Perhaps I know. I have a pension.
I'm not...
Do you have the weird skill? Are you trained in it, or are you expert?
This is a back of the adventure original brand new creature, and it's an aberration.
Aberration for when the developer said, "We can't explain this."
So somewhere
aberration
between
falls and
planes,
depending
on its origins.
No, it's from here.
Oh, then it'd be nature.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
On my old. Oh, 23.
Very nice.
I had two of them as a pet growing up.
A talking spider-like creature. You've heard tale of, like, there's a spider that talks. You know what I mean? Like, there's got to be something in the back of your brain. Yes, yes. A Tixictog. Yes, I will type that in the chat. Tixitog. And she
got it, man.
She's called herself... Balka.
The only one never.
Yeah, you'll think you guys are hosed.
Yeah, I will. Trust me, I'll be making introductions.
Yeah. Joe, you sound really off. I don't know if you've nudged your bass or trouble again.
Oh, probably.
That's a little better. All right, so if you guys are happy that it just gets its own little cave back because it retreats back into the web room,
aye.
You two want to stand guard here? You want
to take some time to take some of the foodstuffs out and chuck a bunch in there for her?
Sure. Okay. Well, that seems time-consuming. Niles?
I will.
Okay, standing at the door. Also good option so that somebody doesn't slip back in. So, hedge your bets, gentlemen. Did I go... It's too ballsy to run straight out past a horse and out into the open. So, did I go north? Is Muros going to find me? Or did I go south? Is Theon going to take my ankles and my young virtue? Any bets? Anyone? Well...
No idea.
Gaming, I've... This many years, I've noticed karma. And I think it is proper karma, as I just clicked to reveal, I haven't moved her, that unfortunately for me and Theon, who's been so invested in the roles and the rulings, that is like, yeah, there I am, making my way down the wall, hugging the moss, right? Now, we'll continue this dance for, you know, another ways. I delayed, but if you're doing that through the bush sweep, there's a point where you're going to get out in front of me where I got to turn back.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to run into Niles, and then it's like you turn, you know, you either go out in the open or you hug the, you know, sooner or later. So the decision, I thought I almost had a clear go when Muros backed off. If you'd left the tree line, like came back into the open, then I would have given her a legit shot. You know what I mean? Like if you'd taken yourself north of the tree line, got back into the open, and I've got a double tree line to hide and hug that wall, I would honestly give her a legit chance to like just kind of creep away. But no, you catch her. Parley?
Oh, you seem to be lost. Are you looking for something over there? I'll move towards her, grab her up, and march her happy ass right back towards the group.
Okay.
And this time, I'm going to tie a rope to the manacles.
Okay.
And hang on to it.
Okay. So, hands behind my back, rope around the chain, as it were. Right?
Yep.
And, okay. Does anyone let Muros go? He's leaping from tree to tree and, you know...
Give Muros a shout.
All nimbly bimbly.
Right?
Like
a ninja.
Like a spider monkey.
Like the old like 60s TV Tarzan. Just
The color drains whenever it goes over Muros. It's pure black and white.
I'll give Muros a shout when we hit the cave entrance. Muros!
Hey!
I've got her. She found what she was looking for.
Aye, she dropped something, did she?
She must have.
That's good to know.
She's back now.
Do you guys have her gagged again? Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
And I am actually going to take the foodstuffs in and ask Belka.
What do you got going on in there?
Oh, Theon, you're not going to believe this. Just give me a minute. Keep the wee lass out there. I'm going to find something out.
All right. Good enough for me.
And I'll go into the cavern, give Belka some food and say, hey, that wee lass with the pointy ears, were you friends with her?
Belka tells you that she had struck a bargain with the creature.
Right,
but they had come upon each other, and the creature was smart enough to realize, you know, that there was something more to her, and Belka, you know, this thing marching undead around. I'm staying on my ceiling, those thing, you know, type of thing. So, an unfortunate incident, but luckily for both parties, she explains it. It came to a truth, and it was like, you know, she stays to her side, I stay to mine. Everyone's happy.
Thank you, Belka. It's been very enlightening. And I'll come back out, walk up to female human maid. And we can, what's her name? Vox?
Vaz.
Vaz, that's it. Yeah, Vaz. And because I'm untrained in combat, in unarmed combat, does that mean that all my damage?
No, you can.
I don't want to kill it.
No, it's lethal. Yeah. If you can know how to do it, then you can choose to do it.
But I don't know how to do it.
Oh, just dish it out.
Is it damage or
if you don't if you want to gut punch this bitch because she's being
yep
then yeah yep. You any person can like pull it back and just, you know, oomph to right.
Yep. So and I'm gonna walk up to her without saying a word to anybody and I'm gonna gut punch her.
Okay, but if you want to make it hurt or if you want to get your point across, yes, you'd risk internal bleeding, d4, whoops, she's unconscious, she slumps at the end of the rope. And at the end of that rope, there's a very angry Theon because now you got to drag her around. You're like,
no, oh, we've got a cleric.
I'm pretty sure I could carry the weight. We'll just throw her over my shoulder and take her to your pet bug and feed it.
Yes.
So yeah, just walk up and gut punch her. Mm-hmm. Did you want my D4 or whatever? I do actually have an unarmed attack in here.
Okay.
I'm sure I do.
It's up to you. Do you want to, you know, do you want to do damage? Do you want to make it hurt? Or
I don't want to do damage. Wait. I just want to.
Does
well,
your
yeah.
strength? Does your strength check actually heal her?
No.
Okay.
I'm
okay.
Neutral on the strength.
Okay. Okay. Just wanted to make sure first. You know, you gotta ask these questions.
Fist. Oh God. Okay.
By the power of Jeebus, whack.
Maybe I am actually trained combat because I have a
do
plus.
Do you believe everybody?
Plus
you can take
five.
Like a -4 though.
I don't want to kill her, but I want to hurt her.
Okay.
So yeah. Is there a way?
Because I was nice enough to make a deal with the spider that you also made a deal with, and I didn't kill it either.
Oh, she didn't tell us about the spider.
She didn't tell us.
You didn't ask.
And that's
yeah,
just.
We did. We did.
She sees it as vermin. What's in here? Vermin.
That's fine. How she can interpret it how she wants to interpret it.
Yeah, vermin, a wee spider, not a talking one. Oh, Theon, by the way, my friend, I have to show you this. You are not going to believe it. But anyways.
Oh, so now, so now you're splitting hairs in a world where I'm directly responsible for arson and a bunch of blood mercenaries. Oh, okay.
Well, I don't like her very much.
What's to like?
She shot me with an acid missile that very nearly took my life. So yeah,
and then she marginalized. She marginalized the talking bug.
How dare you?
And we're going to look up that word in the core rule book next time on Age of Ashes, the Elven Portal podcast. Say goodnight, Niles.
Night all.
Say goodnight, Theon.
Night all. What god is that?
It's another evil one.
It's another evil god.
The god of sleeping. You take your night all and you go to sleep. No. Come on, I once played a ranger called Selden, had terrible allergies.
Yeah, no, and it comes from the cell drain of Parmasutis.
Yes,
exactly.
It was Theo and the Cialis. He's not just the hard-hearted.